Good.
What's a fun fact about you?
Oh, I used to hate that whenever they asked us that. And me duraba like 5 minutes thinking about, oh my god, a fun fact about me? You know, I always say this fact, but it's not really fun. I'm always like, oh, I used to be one of the shortest people in my high school because I'm 4'10".
That's a fun fact, yeah.
Is it?
A little lame. It's supposed to be fun.
That's the only fun thing.
You're 4'10"?
Yeah.
I thought you said you were 4'11".
That's what I say.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I think in my idea I have... Well, actually, I don't know if I have 4'11 or 4'10".
In your idea?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, 4'11 is kind of funny. Like, be like, 4'11?
I think I might be 4'11.
You don't show your idea that much,
huh? Nah. I think I am 4'11", maybe. I remember people would make fun of me because the size that you still need a booster seat is 4'10". And I'm like, what?
Fun fact.
Oh, fun fact about me. Oh, I already said it. Oh, yeah. I'm 4'11".
I suck at thinking on the spot.
Right away, fun fact. What's your fun fact?
You see?
Hey, guys. Hey, guys. Welcome back to Undergals.
Welcome back. If you survived the last episode, like the whole episode, because it was a pretty long one.
Yeah. Did you get the chisme at the end?
Yeah. Yeah. Did you?
I got some feedback.
You did?
Okay. Yeah, that I overreacted.
Props to them. That was a long hour.
Yeah. I know. Props to y'all.
But
guys.
It was entertaining. We gave a live update, right?
Right.
Anyways. Icebreaker.
So today, so recently Nancy sent me a TikTok about this whole thing, about this girl.
So detailed. So she sent me a TikTok on Wednesday, like at 5.
5:32. So as you know, if you have been listening to us, if you're the OGs, you remember what words we say all the time. What were they? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You
we say,
write it down on your list.
We say, yeah. Like, you know? Or, I don't know. Like that.
I don't know.
Yeah. So, or so? No.
No.
Like, esta, ¿cómo se llama? La de, how I met your mother? She goes, but, So today, so she recommended, the girl from TikTok, she recommended like a exercise where it's like, so I'll randomly give Nancy a topic and she has to talk for 30 seconds or was it 60 seconds?
I don't know, but for just like
today, yeah, we'll do like 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
She has to talk about it without saying those words. So without saying like, you know, I don't know, or yeah, like, mm-hmm. You know, those words. To make sure, you know, it's a way to strengthen your...
You know. Shot.
To strengthen your communications,
our speech
skills. Yeah. So I'll tell Nancy the topic first. So it's gonna be a random topic. She doesn't know about it. So, and then she could talk about it whatever she wants. Yeah. It could be fake, it could be true.
Yeah. And I just talked about how I suck at on the spot thinking.
So are you ready? I'll put the timer in my phone to make sure that you do.
Oh, you're actually gonna put a timer?
Yeah. Okay. And then if you do say one of those words, you lose.
Okay.
And you have to start all over again.
Okay.
You okay?
I got this.
You got this? You like competitive. You're competitive, aren't you?
I feel like I'm in school all over again.
Are you competitive?
Am I competitive?
I feel like you are.
Me?
Yeah.
Are I you? Don't know. We'll I never find compete out. With anything.
I was never in any sports.
I wasn't.
You
soccer,
were in soccer. Yeah.
But I sucked.
Really?
I think
you were good. How do you think you
sucked? That was in ninth grade.
I thought you were
good.
You
know, in ninth grade, like, you feel you're good, but you...
But in ninth grade, not everybody makes it, though.
I was very nervous. I've always been a shy kid, like, shy, nervous.
Really?
So, I was always scared. I'm like, what if I don't make it? They're all going to be mad at me. Don't pass it to me.
Oh, that was me, too. I was like, don't pass it to me.
Right?
Yeah. It's weird that... Well, we'll get into that. Okay. So, ready? I'm going to give you a topic, okay? Marvel. Ready? Go.
Like, Marvel...
You said like literally at the start of like marble.
No, it's because I was like marble floors or Marvel the movie. Oh my god, my armpit's turning to itch. I'm nervous.
Like Marvel the like.
Okay, second try because okay, I try. Really okay, was okay. Like wait, like, marble like okay, to okay. Play with marble floors.
I'll be more clear.
Okay, ready?
Give me this topic again.
No, a new topic. Okay, ready? Let me think about a new topic. Okay, ready?
Go.
And Scarlett Johansson, go.
You know...
What the heck? Amiga.
Oh my god.
Communication skills, -1.
I was gonna say a fun fact about her. You know? You know Scarlett Johansson used to date Ryan Reynolds?
Why? She did not.
They were married.
I'm gonna give you one last try, okay? Best out of three. Okay? Let me think.
Oh my god. Look, give me the list so I can see what words no, I can say.
No,
because
then you know. I scratched you?
No, I got sunburned and I scratched myself.
Okay, ready? This one's for the marbles. For all the marbles. Okay, let me think. I already said them. wait. Okay, ready? And summer, go.
Summer is my least favorite season. It's so hot. And it's like... Oh my god.
You took 10 seconds.
This is harder than I
know, dude. I mean,
my armpits are sweating.
Let's see my skills.
Dang, I had 3 tries.
And you just did 10 seconds without... That's your highest, so let's see if I can... Okay. Okay.
Why do I need a pencil? All right. Let me think. Ready?
Uh-huh.
Gasoline.
Have you noticed that the gasoline prices are super high? Why do you think that?
I don't know.
I've also seen that people have been putting those stickers where it's like...
Okay. Hey, I had more than you. I had 20.
No.
Yeah.
I had 15 seconds talking. You had 20 seconds, just 10 talking.
I'm like, haha, I beat you.
Okay. One more time.
That was pretty good.
Okay.
Cancel. Okay. Ready?
Uh-huh.
Trees.
Trees?
Because you did good in your first one. Hold on. You did good in your first one, so I'm giving you a more...
Difficult one? Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Ready?
Trees again?
Yeah.
Have you noticed that trees are high? Do you have a favorite type of tree? Why are you laughing?
I'm sorry, that's funny.
I got nervous. Oh my gosh, that's funny.
That was like 15 seconds, dude. You're like,
Wow, this is hard.
Do you have a favorite tree?
Do you have a favorite tree? Trying to bring it back to you.
Wow. You want to try it again?
One more. Okay. Last one. A good topic, okay?
Let me see.
This is for all the marbles.
The marbles?
Uh-huh. For all the marbles.
What do you mean? Saying?
No. It's like, this is for all the marbles. Like, this is to win everything.
Oh, I never heard of that. I thought you meant like marbles, like all the Marvel movies or something. Anyways. Ready?
Huh?
Batman.
I went to go see Batman last week. And it was pretty good. I would give it a 8 out of 10. 8.5 maybe out of 10. I do like... What's his name?
Robert
Pattinson. I do like him as a Batman. But then again, I've only seen one other Batman. Cool. So I don't even know if I could compare it.
Mm-hmm.
That other guy. That first guy.
Oh, yeah.
You know what's
name? Christian Bale?
Yeah. I still like him. I don't really like him that as Batman. Maybe because Robert Pattinson is more attractive.
Good job! That's because you had a lot to talk about Batman.
Yeah.
You just watched it.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Give me an easy one. Now.
You want me to give you an easy one? I'll give you an easy one. What? I thought Marvel was going to be an easy one.
But I got confused.
You said, wait, Marvel? Like,
no,
Marvel?
Like Marvel?
Like what? Okay, I'll give you an easy one. Ready?
Okay, go.
Wait, let me think. What's an easy one?
I think I'm still gonna suck at it, but...
Okay, I think this is an easy one.
Okay.
I think. Ready?
Where's the timer?
Oh, sorry. Okay. Okay, your Jeep.
I dislike my Jeep so much right now.
Why?
I'm trying to get rid of it because it's wasting so much gas and gas prices are super high. So, was so a word?
No.
But I'm like in between.
But I'm like.
Like.
Yeah. Hey, but you got 8 seconds.
Okay. It was
yeah.
okay.
Wow, guys. Practice that. They're probably like,
yeah, I'm going to start practicing that because I say, like, a lot.
I say, you know, a lot.
You know.
I'm like, you know?
You know, Scarlett Joe. That didn't count because it's like,
You're right. I should have given you that one. It's because I do that because
you're
I'm always
a tough
like,
critic.
You know? You know?
Anyway.
I feel like me va a tocar una vez que me diga, I don't know. Can you explain that more?
I know. Like, I think I'll be that person, too. I'm like, no, I don't know what you mean.
Oh. Anyways, guys, we hope that you enjoyed hearing us fail in that
exercise. I forgot we were even doing the podcast.
I know. I was like, wait, let me concentrate. Okay. Trees? Do you have a favorite tree?
What is my favorite tree?
Oak tree. I'm just kidding. That's the only.
I like the magnolia. Is that a flower? But it's like a tree. Like the magnolia tree?
I don't really know about trees.
I used to love palm trees. I would always draw them. Like if I had to write, like, draw a picture, it was always like a palm tree and a little beach.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't even know how to draw.
And once
palm tree.
we had to write a book, like we were the authors.
Yeah,
I still have it.
Really?
You shouldn't read it. It sucks.
What grade was that?
8th grade.
I think I remember we had something like that too.
Yeah. I still have it.
I don't have mine. It's mine was very dark.
It was like I got lost in the beach.
Oh, that sounds interesting.
Yeah, it's a whole ass book.
Dang. I remember I wrote a story, but mine was pretty dark. I reread it and I was like, "What? Why? Why did I write that? I don't have it anywhere, though, but I remember it. I remember my teacher told me it was really good. And I was like,
she was like, wow, you have a good
imagination.
Uh-huh. I don't. My imagination, like, it sucks.
I have a lot of imagination.
But does it have to do with because I had 2 kids, so now it's like, wait, I don't remember. No, I was like that in high school too.
Never mind. I like daydreaming a lot. Sometimes it's not good.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm like, oh my gosh, when I meet my future husband.
Oh yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, I daydream a lot.
Whenever you go to sleep, do you kind of like try to like, can I please dream about this?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Me too.
I seen this TikTok where it's like, oh, when I'm starting to daydream before I go to sleep and like fast forward to like the end. I'm like, I hate that because that happens sometimes. I'm like, no, I want to know the details.
Bro, has it happened that you're dreaming something and it's so good that you don't want to wake up and then whenever, like, you have to wake up, you try to go back to sleep
and you don't
so
dream
you can keep
that?
Dreaming? Yeah. No, I actually keep dreaming.
Oh, you do?
I can control my
mind. No, mine, I usually can't. I'm like,
no. And I'm like, wait, shh, I got to go back to sleep. I'm dreaming something good. Hold on.
Dude, those good dreams are the best.
When I know.
I also had scary dreams, though. Have you ever had scary dreams?
I haven't had scary dreams in a while.
Yeah, I haven't had them in a while, but I've had scary dreams. Where it's like they're chasing me.
Like what?
They're
like
chasing me?
Oh, yeah.
And I'm in a maze and I keep going back towards them.
Oh, that's scary.
And I'm like, oh my gosh.
I think I used to have those too.
Yeah.
But I think it was when I was smaller.
Yeah, I was younger.
A lot.
Why?
And it was like, I would try to scream and you couldn't.
Oh,
nobody
God.
Could hear. Like, I couldn't scream.
I wouldn't try screaming.
No?
I would just run away.
Or again. Even talking. Have you ever...
Do you talk in your dreams?
I don't know.
Right? Sometimes I try to remember my dreams. Because I remember a teacher told me, like, are your dreams in Spanish or English?
I think Spanglish.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, the language that your dreams are usually, like, your dominant language. And I was really trying. And I can't remember what language. I don't even know if we talk in my dreams.
Yeah. Why do we forget about our dreams fast?
Right?
Yeah. I'd be like, wait, I gotta tell teacher this because I'm gonna forget later.
Yeah. Well, who do I tell my dreams about? I don't know. I think I just talked to my mom about them.
I've heard Caesar talk in his dreams before. I was like, who?
That's scary. I don't like that.
The talking?
Yeah, my roommate used to talk in her
sleep.
It was so
funny once. I think I was reading a book a long time ago.
Oh, wow. Hilarious.
And Caesar was asleep, or maybe it was on my phone, but I wanted to sound smart. And Caesar was asleep, right?
Uh-huh.
And then I was minding my own business, and then he's like, no! Girl, I woke him up real quick, I
couldn't stop laughing. And then I told him, and he was like, oh my god, I heard it. And then we both, like, started laughing for, like, 5 minutes.
Instead of being like, oh my god, she's having a bad dream.
It was so funny, girl. Like, it didn't even sound the way I said it. It was funnier. We laughed for, like, 5 minutes straight. couldn't talk.
Dang, I wonder if I talk in my sleep. I don't think so, though.
I should ask your mom.
Do you snore?
I snore? I don't think so.
I don't think I snore either.
No, Caesar snores. My dog snore. All three of them snore.
Oh my god. What? You only have Caesar. Two dogs?
Oh, I have two dogs.
Wait. My mom snores.
Your mom?
Yeah.
She don't let you sleep?
Yeah, no. I don't snore, though. I sleep very, like this.
Me too.
I do, like, a pout. I don't know why.
Me too.
Like
this.
Aww. My mom has taken pictures of me.
That's funny.
And with my giraffe.
Bet you won't post it.
No.
But yeah, give our listeners what they want. They want to
give
see
them what they want. We never gave them what our pictures of when we were younger in high school with my bump. Oh. And you with
you never gave them.
You didn't give them either.
I did
your emo stage. We should post one of those videos when you used to dance with your sisters.
Because nobody asked us. I was like, no.
You remember when you used to dance with your sisters and sing?
I remember. I have a lot of videos.
You remember?
I wanted to be a star. Or Victorious. Do you remember Victorious? I would sing her songs all the time.
I like their songs. Are they Centipede?
Centipede? I don't know.
You'll come down scrum.
Oh, I don't know that one.
I used to have a friend, because there's a song that goes, I'm in love with my best friend's brother.
Oh, that one?
Used to sing it to me, because she used to like my brother.
Who? Girl, why are you telling me? Why are you trying to get me mad on
air?
Live.
I would get mad. I didn't like when my friends like my brother, because I'm like, do you just like me because you like my brother?
Oh my gosh. You know, I was thinking about you last time because I was like, oh, wait. I was talking to my sister-in-law and I was telling her. I was like, I didn't like you at first. I was like, wait, Lizzie didn't like me either. But then I told her why I didn't like her. And it was like, this was a long time ago. So my brother, I feel like he was very tough on us.
Oh, like, yeah.
Us girls.
Oh, we talked about this already.
We did?
Yeah, that you were like, I thought that everybody was so easy on Lizzie. And her mom, like, gave her everything she wanted.
No. But I feel like your root problem, like, the main problem was... Anyways, my main problem. Uh-huh. So I was like, maybe this was Leslie's.
What?
My brother has always been so tough on us. Like, uh-huh. He doesn't really show us, like, oh, emotion. My God, I love you, you know? Uh-huh. So for me, it was like, oh, he loves her, not... You know, and not us. And not like, us. Why is he going to give her love and
you
not us?
You didn't like your sister-in-law either?
No, I didn't like her. Especially because she was so confident. Like, super confident. Girl, like, we went to the Easter park. Uh-huh. We went to the Easter park. On Easter? On Easter, yeah. We went to, I think it was Magnolia. Magnolia River?
Oh, yeah.
And they used to play volleyball. Like, our family always plays volleyball on Easter. And they would never let us girls play.
Oh, and she was like, I'm going to play.
And she was really good at it. So everybody wanted her. So I was like...
That sounds like something coming out of the movies. You know, it's like, yeah, nobody wanted me to play. So I played and they saw me good at it and I got recruited.
Yeah, I was like, why does everybody like her?
Yeah,
and
maybe
all
that was
especially
problem.
Like the boys. They were like, oh, yeah, Mary.
Oh.
So I was like...
Yeah, I would be like...
And for us, it's like, okay, why your
her?
Family.
Yeah. Maybe it was
so
like
that. Was like the back problem. But I mean...
I was
of
jealous.
Course, she got to us. She bought us things, and we're like, okay, I like you.
You never bought me things?
I do.
For me to like you? What did you buy me?
I don't remember.
You didn't buy me anything. You just took me to dye my hair.
That's a lie.
You didn't even pay for it.
I gave you my hair lady info.
Guys, you see? That's right. You know what? I'm not gonna like you
I think
anymore.
I used to give you...
Nothing. Oh, actually, I know what she used to do. This is how she tried to win us over. She used to work at Cece's Pizza... And she used to send
you
us...
You didn't even like it, bro.
You used to send it. I love those. The little cheese.
Rolls?
No. They're like little cheese...
cheese sticks.
Yeah. Oh. And you used to send us like a whole box.
Really?
And Caesar would be like, can I see this, mando esto? So I'd be like... The mad stuff in your face. No, but I do think it was like that. Like, why are you being so sweet to her? Because even to this moment, sometimes I feel like that.
Yeah.
Not with you, but with other people. I'm like, why is he so sweet to them and not to me?
Yeah. That's how I felt. So you see, I found your problem.
So you see, I was analyzing you, and I found out the root of your problem. So Caesar's the root of my problem. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. How do we get there? How do we get here?
I don't know. This is how our conversations go.
Yeah, we usually... Dang, for real, what were we talking about?
I don't know.
But let's get to our topic. Oh, we're talking about palm trees and then drawing and then a dark story.
Oh, whoa.
Wow. But today, guys, we wanted to talk about mental health.
Yay!
That sounded... Yay! And just like a...
It's a little like a tough
deeper,
topic.
Yeah, deeper kind of... Kind of like the mental health tied to... We kind of touched on this, no?
Yeah, we have. We have brought it up.
Like mental health tied with just like our generation. Like, ¿cómo se dice? Like growing up Hispanics.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know if you have noticed, but usually mental health is like non-existent apparently in non-Hispanics. We have like this, ¿cómo se dice? This barrier where it's like, no, Hispanics don't get mental health sicknesses.
No, you're not crazy.
Uh-huh. And it's like, why don't we talk about this? Why? Why in families? I mean, to this day, I feel very like, I'm a therapist. Like, I actually work with mental health. And even then, it's like, I see kind of some family members that don't believe in it. And I'm like, well, that's interesting. Considering I work.
I'm not going to lie. I think that was you. That is kind of me, maybe.
That's
still.
You still?
Maybe not like completely because... I mean, I feel like lately there's have been like a lot of things.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's TikTok or what, but I'm starting to see things and I'm like, oh, wow, like people really, we should talk to someone, even myself. Yes. You know, someone, sometimes you can't just talk to a friend.
Or to a family member.
Yeah. Then it's like, I feel like you have to talk to a professional.
Yeah.
You know?
And it's needed. And I think a lot of people have this misconception that it's like, if I go see somebody, I'm crazy. You know?
Yeah.
And it's like, no.
Mm-hmm.
I remember, I feel, como dices, I do think it's more talked now, because I remember when I was growing up, I didn't even know what anxiety was, or like depression. I mean, I've heard about stuff like that, but I didn't know what it consists of, you know?
Yeah, it's crazy how, like, social media, internet has normalized this now.
Like, now it's like,
okay. Now it's like, oh, wow, I had an anxiety attack. I didn't even know it was that.
Yep. Same. I had an anxiety.
I was just like, if I felt sad, oh, I just feel sad. Uh-huh. I don't know why I've been feeling sad for like the past days.
Yeah. And it's like, oh, dang, I haven't been wanting to get out of my bed. And it's like, parents wise, it was like, ponte a hacer algo, ponte a hacer. And it's like, yeah. I just don't feel like doing anything. I didn't realize that I was.
Are you sick?
Yeah. And it's like, I didn't realize that it was depression, you know? Yeah.
Or I feel like maybe like our parents never really tried, like, a ver, vamos a darte una lavada de huevo.
Dude, that was the thing. Like,
I don't know.
Yeah. And it's like, well, actually, yeah, when I didn't know what I was going through when I was having a panic attack, I was telling Nancy that I thought I was pregnant and I didn't even have sex. I was like, oh my gosh, what's going on? I remember it happened. I was in high school. It was like one of the first days of school. I think it was like the first, you know how we used to have A days and B days?
Oh, yeah.
I think it was the first like B day or something. And I remember being in class, and I was like, I couldn't like control my breathing. I was like, oh my gosh, it came to the point that I felt like I couldn't control my body. And I was like, what if I just pee myself in front of everyone? I was having like all these thoughts. My mind was going like 100 miles per hour, and I was like, oh my gosh. And luego todavía con eso, my anxiety of like going up to the teacher and being like, can I go to the restroom? I don't know. I was always like, I don't wanna, you know.
Oh, me too.
And he was literally just saying like, we're not gonna go to the restroom. And I was like, oh my gosh, what do I do? What do I do? Like, in my own, and then I felt like I was going to throw up. I was like, I don't know what's going on. So then I was like, okay. And I got up while he was calling, like, roll, because I just couldn't, like, hold it anymore. And I was like, hi, like, I need to go to the restroom because of some lady problems. And he was like, okay, but come back as soon as you finish. And I was like, okay. And once I was walking over there, like, I felt so lightheaded. I didn't know what was going on. I was like, and I couldn't, like, breathe. And I don't know. It was so weird. So I was like, something's wrong. Like, I'm about to pass out. And I went directly to the nurse's office. And then I was telling her how I felt. And she was like, have you, like, you know, she asked me all these questions. But I also feel, I don't know if things are different now. But back then, I don't feel like they were, ¿cómo se dice? Como trained well to, like, know, like, about anxiety or depression. Because it was very, like, oh, did you eat something? Oh, you might be sick because of this. Or you might have a fever. And it's, like, I hope that they're trained better now where it's,
I think it's a whole different world back then to now.
Oh, yeah. Because at that point, yeah, como te digo, I think she was just, like, oh, you might be sick. Whatever.
Yeah, exactly like our parents. Yeah. Like, oh, pues, ¿qué comiste?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and thankfully, I had my phone. I mean, I snuck it in. And I texted my mom when I was at the nurse's. And I was like, can you please come pick me up? I don't feel good. And then the nurse did call my mom. And because she was like, you want me to call your mom? And I was like, yeah, I just feel like I want to throw up really bad. And I don't know what's going on. She called my mom. My mom went to go pick me up. And I remember, dude, it was the most horrible day. Because I remember she went to go pick me up. Y para calmar, to the way to the doctor, she was going to take me to the doctor right away because I think she was able to get an appointment. Se, like, la troca stopped working. We had to stop in a gas station, dude. And I was, the back seat. And I think, so one of my uncles is a mechanic or something, so he went. And I remember he was like, dude, it made me even feel worse because he was like kind of, again, because family doesn't really, at that point, there was not a lot of mental health awareness. And it was very like, yo creo nada más esto. Yo creo nada más está enamorada and all this stuff. And I was like, I don't even talk to any guys. So I was like having my own panic attack and just hearing kind of like, it just makes you, for me, it made me feel worse. You know, because it's like, dang it, like, is this just made up? What am I feeling? And then fast forward, she took me to to my doctor. And she was like, well, I'm going to go send her to take some
urine sample, like,
yeah, like same
pregnancy test.
Yeah, she was like, she's probably pregnant. And I was like, I've never had sex. So it was like all of this stuff, and my mom knew, like, I trusted her, and she knew that it was in that. But then after a while, it kept happening in school until I talked to the counselor at school, like the crisis counselor. She was more like mental health. And then I started missing school. Yeah, I started missing school a lot because I couldn't go. Like, my anxiety was very, very high.
Dang, girl.
And then it led to me being depressed. So then school called and was like, hey, like, what's going on? She hasn't been coming to school. And my mom told them a little bit what was going on. Then they recommended me a therapist. And that's whenever I saw a therapist. And
I would be that type of person that'd be like, you probably haven't been eating good. It's probably your iron.
I know. And it was like, at that point, I get it. Like, maybe people didn't come from a wrong place. But it makes it almost feel like worse because it's like kind of the blame is back to you. Like, oh, maybe you're not eating well. Maybe you're not doing this, you know? And it's like, I don't know what I'm doing. But yeah, I remember it was hard. It was hard because I didn't know. I didn't understand it myself.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know what anxiety was. I didn't know what depression was. So I was like,
yeah. I feel like a lot of people didn't know that back then.
My mom didn't know any.
No, which, especially our families that are Hispanic. They're like, what is this again?
Yeah, like, dude, I remember we went to my grandparents and we kind of, like, they could kind of tell. Because, so, thankfully, I mean, I thank God, he, like, gave my mom, like, wisdom. Because she was very much, like, on her feet to, like, know what was going on. No, como que no se encerró de que, oh, it's not mental health, you know? I think when she saw, like, this is actually affecting my daughter. Like, she started, like, with my therapist, she talked to her and all this stuff. And she would try to bring awareness to my family because sometimes, dude, I couldn't even go to the movies because mid-movie, I was like, I need to leave. Like, I can't.
It's crazy what leads to, like, how did this?
Uh-huh. And I think a lot of, like, things, like, traumatic stuff, you know? And I remember going to my grandparents and we were, like, kind of talking about it. Because it would just be out of nowhere that I would just feel very sad and I would just cry. Like, I would just be sitting and crying. And I remember my grandpa was like, pero por qué? And he couldn't understand it. Like, I was like, I don't know why. Like, it just happens. And it was just like, well, why? Like, maybe, like, trying to figure it out. I was like, yeah. I've been trying to figure it out. But it goes back to, like,
again, that makes it worse.
Yeah. And it just goes back to, like, the mental health awareness wasn't there. And right now it's still like, but yeah, I mean, thankfully the world, you know, it's kind of like, hey, more mental health. But back then I was like, I don't know what's going on. And even going to my therapist was embarrassing to me, which is now, I mean, I don't care about it, right? But I remember in school, me sacaban de mi clase, like, Because my counselor had to check on me. Like, the counselor from school, the crisis counselor. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. It sounds like I was, like...
crazy, right?
Right? It's like...
Especially because it's a crisis counselor.
Yeah, yeah. She would, like, she would take me out probably, like, twice a week. Like, just out of my class. Like, hey, how are you doing? You know, is everything okay? Or sometimes I would text my mom and be like, hey, mom, I don't feel good. And then they would call me. So then I remember they would take me out of one certain period almost all the time. It was, like, our... I don't know what it was called. It was like an elective period. So I would have the same people whenever they would take me out. And I remember there became a point when there was a guy and I thought he was cute. And we kind of like, you know, he was like, how come they take you out so much from class? Like, where do you go? And I would make up the randomest things. I was like, oh, usually it's appointments, like a dentist appointment. But sometimes I would come back before the class even ended. And I was like, oh, they missed, like, you know, there's another Leslie. And they thought it was all this stuff. Yeah. And it's like...
I would get why you would be, yeah, like, a little shy, embarrassed.
And I look back at it now. I mean, the person that I am now, I'm like, dang, like, I would be like, I go see... But at that point, I understand myself, too.
No, but high school también is a different thing.
Oh, yeah.
I feel everybody's so judgy.
Oh, yeah. Like, why? What's going on with you? Are you crazy?
Uh-huh. You're not mature enough to know...
What's, like, going on. Yeah.
To care.
Yeah. So it was a ride, I think, of, like, emotions and stuff. I think, yeah, everything. I think, even you, like, you... As a tú tuviste this, like, whenever you saw me...
I went through it with you.
Yeah. It's... Yeah.
I know. I remember Cesar would be like, she's crazy. Like, she's making herself. Because yeah, you would.
I would throw up almost every morning.
She would throw up every morning.
Yeah.
And I would, like, we would share a restroom. So oh, yeah. It was like a room, a restroom, a room.
Yeah.
So I can hear her every morning.
Throw up, yeah.
And Cesar would be like, oh my God, like, no, like.
Yeah.
She's making herself do it.
Uh-huh.
So again, Cesar's very.
Oh, he's very hardcore. Very.
Yes.
Like, yeah.
Like, no, there has to be a reason, yeah, for it. What is it? This world tiene novio, or, you, yeah, know? Yeah. Or again, our families,
like,
maybe watch too many novelas.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like, okay, she feels dizzy. She's throwing up. She feels like she's fainting. She's lying to you. She's pregnant.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, for sure. And I think at that point, como te digo, I didn't understand it either, to try to explain it to people, because I didn't know what was going on. But I remember I did throw up every morning because I was anxious. And it was like my body was trying to... I think there's a point where your body tries to kind of make sense of your mind. You know, like, dang it. Like, we can't control this part of us. So let's try to control everything else. Like, we need to get rid of this sickness. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, you know what I mean?
Because
usually it does connect a lot. Like, your physical pain starts to happen if you're having too much anxiety or too much depression. So I think there comes a point where if all of this anxiety is going on, I think that's what I felt at that moment. Like, it's like your body's like, let's get rid of this because it's causing us anxiety. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, let's throw up. Maybe this will help. And I think that would happen every morning because it was like, oh my gosh. I don't know. It was hard.
I mean, I think me, what I would think at the time, también, I was just like, no, like, there has to be something to it. Like,
yeah.
To me, I feel like it was so hard to believe that it was
just
mental health, you know?
It, yeah.
Because again, it's not normalized. Like, my family.
Back then, yeah.
It's always like, again, te hicieron ojo. Vamos a limpiarte con un huevo.
Yeah. It's crazy, isn't it? Like, and I think that even becomes, maybe, I don't know if traumatic is the right word, but yeah, it becomes something that it's in your mind too, because it's like, for me, I know that I was like, am I making this up? Like, what's going on? Can I not control my body? You know? Yeah. So it's like this pressure on you too.
It has to be a sickness that can be cured,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
To us, Hispanics.
Oh, yeah.
Because I don't think I've ever heard, like, tengo ansiedad.
Oh, yeah.
Tengo, what are the
depresión,
words?
O tengo bipolar, like, I'm bipolar.
Or if we would play with, like, depresión, it was like, oh, I broke up with this
person. Oh, yeah, like, we normalize it in a bad way, no? Como que, tengo depre, like, uh-huh, you know?
Yes.
So it becomes this thing where it's like, I don't know, it's almost like the importance of it, we take it away from it, you know?
Exactly.
So, yeah, I mean, thankfully, whenever I did go see my therapist, it was like this, like, I don't know, it's weird to describe it, but it's like, como que the light came in of like, oh, this is actually a thing. Mm-hmm. Anxiety is actually a thing. I am actually going through this. And it made me feel so much more like, okay, I'm not going this by my, you know, like, I'm not, like, people actually have this. Yeah. I felt like, oh, okay, this is not normal, but this is, you know, like, it's not out of the, I don't know.
Yeah. What about whenever you started seeing your therapist? Did you like it? Or how would you feel about that?
Dude, the first time that I saw her whenever I came back home, I was like it was bad. I broke down even more, and I was like, I was having like all these different emotions. I remember my mom called the therapist the next morning and was like, what happened? Because she's like worse. And the therapist, and now that I'm in the other side of it, I understand it too. It's like, because the first session that I had with her, I like let out a lot of things that I had been bottled up for so many years. And she explained
that you didn't feel comfortable talking to
family or to, you know, the therapist was like, that's normal, because it's kind of like, again, like your mind and body are trying to normalize, like, oh wait, this is how it feels to not have this weight on you. Mm. So it's like, it's okay that she's breaking down, because it's like she's trying to grasp all of this. So the first time it was hard. I mean, I didn't open up the whole everything, right? But through sessions, it was weird at first. I was like, what do I talk about? but then after a while, you gain that confidence with the therapist. If you do, because sometimes you do have to change therapists if you don't feel comfortable with that person. Thankfully, I did feel very comfortable with her. And yeah, after a while, I was very, very comfortable. And I looked forward to like my sessions. I was like, okay, when are we going to have our next session? And even it wasn't always, a lot of people have this like, oh my gosh, well, we're going to talk about like super serious stuff every, no, like sometimes people just talk about life, and I just needed to talk about life with somebody. Mm-hmm. But she helped a lot, like in many different areas of my life. So yeah, after a while it was good. I think it's always the first session. I feel like most of the time, if not all the time, it's always going to be nerve wracking in both sides, even as a therapist, because it's like, you don't know what to expect with the client. You don't know what to, you know, but it's normal. Like, you shouldn't feel like, oh dang, like, because I'm nervous, I shouldn't try it. It's normal to feel nervous because it's a new thing that you're trying. But I think with the like time, you're going to feel comfortable with that person. And yeah. And like, again, if the therapist is the person for you, they're going to make you feel like,
you like talk about anything.
Yeah, like you're a team. Like it's like, oh, they're not gonna there to judge you, or they're not there to like, hey, you have to do this. Oh, why you haven't done that? It's like they're just there to listen and to kind of provide you with the stuff for you, for whenever you are going through different difficulties, you can handle it, you know?
Because I feel like I would be shy.
Oh yeah.
To open up about anything.
Yeah, and it. I think the first time it's like.
I feel because we're used to judgment.
Yeah.
Like our friends, they're going to say something. Yeah. What are they going to think?
Yeah.
Or our family. Yeah. So I feel, you know, with a therapist, I'm being, it's going to be like, oh my gosh, she's going to judge me.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think that's really hard. That's why some people maybe avoid like seeing a therapist, because they don't want to be judged.
Yeah. But so, hopefully it's like you find that person that you don't feel judged by them, you know? Yeah. It's hard, but I think most every therapist should be like that, but sadly there are some therapists that you don't feel comfortable with. But yeah, I think it was a process, and I mean I'm thankful that it led me to this point of wanting to become a therapist. So I am thankful for everything, and I think it's not like I also feel like there's this misconception in families too of like, oh, like, well, there's a lot. One of them is also like, if you go to see a therapist, you're gonna get pills right away. You're going to get in medication and buses that hook and all this stuff. And it's like, that's not true. Like, you can see a therapist without medication. And I think also, like, if you receive medication, that doesn't mean you're going to be, like, ¿cómo se dice? Como
addicted
to them. Yeah, it's like, it's actually, that's not true. Of course, if, like, that's all you're having, like, just medication all the time, no therapy, no other help, well, most likely you are going to fall into that.
Because you're like, I feel good with this.
Yeah, but if you have like a mix of things, so if you have a mix of therapy, you have a mix of medication, sooner or later your therapy, the goal should be to get to the point where you don't need the medication anymore. And you just need the therapy, and slowly then you're going to leave the therapy and be by yourself, right? Hopefully. But yeah, it's like this misconception that it's like, oh my gosh, I'm going to be hooked on these. Uh-huh. It's like, no, like that's not true. And then also like, oh, como si ya fuiste a un terapista, ya tienes que estar curada. Like, after you, like, that's not true either. Like, I have days when I feel, I do feel very sad and very, I still have had panic attacks, as we talked about, like, in the last episode.
About the house.
Yeah, like, I do experience those things, but now it's different where it's like, okay, I know what worked before that helped me kind of calm down. And that helps me now. And even, like, having the support system of, like, you, that you know kind of my
background.
Yeah, so it's, like, you know kind of, okay, like, this is, you know, that she's going through, you know. And my mom, she knows a lot of, like, my whole, what I went through. So now it's, like, if I share, like, oh, mom, like, I'm having one of those days, she's like, okay, and she talks to me about it. And it's able to, she's able to help me through that. Mm. So I'm like, yeah, like, I'm glad that I did go through that process to know what helps. Because if not, it's, like, I'm all alone, you know. And yes. I feel that's what a lot of people younger or even, like, older that are going through anxiety by themselves. It's like you're in this deep hole and you just get deeper and deeper if you don't have anybody to help you, you know?
Yeah.
That's why, I mean, if you still don't feel comfortable with a therapist, at least having, like, people that you can tell them, like, hey, I struggle with anxiety, you know, if I ever, you know, have these struggles, can I call you? Can I talk to you just to process my emotions? Because I think it's helpful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have to have that support system, pero también it's hard to... Oh, yeah. Open up with anybody. So I definitely get why some people just bottle it up.
Yeah.
But I mean, I think that sometimes leads to worser things.
Yeah.
So I don't know, just find that person that you feel comfortable with.
Yeah. Or yeah, like,
or I feel like you have to be straightforward to, like, hey, like, I really need you, like,
yeah,
to be judgment free.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Like, just listen to me. Like, you know, like, you don't... Like,
no, and I'm pretty sure, you know, that person or whoever it is would understand.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's, yeah, finding the right people. And, again, like, a therapist if you want to. But it's good to know that there's always that option, you know? Like,
yeah. Maybe también if you are seeing a therapist... I mean, don't blurt it out to the world.
Yeah.
But kind of, you know, like, oh, I guess normalize it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, oh, I'm seeing someone. Yeah. I mean, I feel like you're going to feel like you're being judged.
Yeah.
But it's like, no, I just need someone to talk to
about,
you know, my problems.
Yeah. And, like, making sure that I feel like it goes back to, I think we talked about this in, oh, yeah, in the last episode, too, like, for example, if I was seeing a therapist at the moment and I were to tell you, and if I'm like, oh, but I don't know what she's going to say, it almost tells you about that friendship. Like, if I'm, like, kind of afraid to tell you that, it's like, well, why?
Yeah.
You know? Thankfully, I don't feel afraid. I'll be like, guess what? I'm going to see a therapist. But, yeah, like, just, yeah, I guess surround yourself with people that will accept that. Because it's a journey. That journey in your life and would be there to support you because you need that.
Yeah. No, and I feel, I mean, what if the other person, también, is going needs through that, some stuff? And, you know, I feel everybody's scared, like, oh my God, I don't want them to know that I want to see a therapist.
Yeah.
So maybe if you say something, it's like, I'm talking about my problems and I'm feeling good.
Yeah.
If you're feeling better or you feel like it's helping, kind of, you know, like, oh, like, hey, I know about this problem that you're going through.
Yeah.
It's helping me. Why don't you go see one? You know, like, it's normal. Don't feel bad about it.
Yeah, like, normalizing it in your friend groups, too. Mm-hmm. Because, I was telling Nancy earlier, like, it's, like, sometimes even, oh, like, we were saying earlier, like, in our families, like, for example, when I was receiving therapy, I know that most of my family didn't know because they knew that, you know, what I had gone through. But I feel like now it's, like, we don't share that kind of, at least, like, you know, with family. Sometimes it's, like, you're very closed off. And not that you have to share that, but it goes to the same thing. Like, for example, if I didn't feel comfortable with you and you're my family, right? And I'm seeing a therapist and you're, like, actually going through some problems. But if I don't feel comfortable with me sharing that, it almost causes this barrier of, like, oh, if I would have felt comfortable, we could have done, you know what I mean? I don't know if that made sense. But,
like, done something about it?
Yeah. Like, it's, like, I think it's, hopefully, I mean... You know, we break those kind of generation traumas. Yeah. Those generation cycles of, like, mental health doesn't exist and all this stuff. Because I think we are in that age, especially if you're, like, our age and all this stuff. We're in that age where we could break those cycles, you know, if you have kids and all that stuff. Of being able to talk to them about, like, hey, like, you know, like, if you're going through, if you see your kids going through these things, being able to talk to them about it.
Don't just,
it.
Like, ignore it.
No vas a sacar el huevo, okay? You know, like...
Or, you know, be like, get it together.
Oh, yeah.
It's just a little...
Dude, yes.
Right.
I was talking to one of my cousins, and she was like, yeah, sometimes I feel really, like, sad or stuff, and or when not, I have, like, you know, like, depression. Like, depression.
You're going through some things sometimes.
Depressive episodes, and Like, and sometimes my mom would be like, ponte a limpiar. Se te quita limpiando. Es que estás ahí de floja. Es que nada más te la pasan en el celular. And it's like...
I could see that.
Right? And it's like, well, that just hurts. Cause it's
but
like,
you know, like, me, because I see my parents saying that, I feel like...
You would say that?
A part of me.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, let's do this first. If not, this is what it is.
And that's the generation thing. Because we've learned something for so long. It's kind of like the whole thing, I think, I don't know if we talked about this, about like how I said I'm not lovey-dovey,
mm-hmm.
because of like, throughout the years, like my mom wasn't lovey-dovey with me because she never received that from her parents.
Mm-hmm.
And same, I've talked to my grandparents and they're like, no, like our parents were never like,
it just keeps getting worse.
Yeah,
and the further you go back.
So it's like, if we continue with that, you know, generation through generation, it's going to be the same, you know, that's what I was talking like to the, I was talking about this with Caesar the other day. My brother. And we're talking about this, about how... I was like, sometimes I feel uncomfortable being lovey-dovey. Even, like, with mom, with my brother. Because it's like... No me sale como... I almost feel like I'm being fake.
Uh-huh.
Right? It's like, ooh. Like, it's just... Even with, like, Nancy's kids, so that I only have them as nephew and niece. Even with them, I'm like... Hola. Like, you know, like, I'm very... Uh-huh. It's like I never learned mm-hmm. to be like
because genuinely like mm-hmm. come here let me hug you
and I've seen
even though you I mean you
I,
feel
I
the
love
same
them
love.
Yeah but it's just like hard for me to
show it express
yeah.
it
and I've seen
me
people
too.
That are very like we were talking about this like people that are very like
sweet
and like I'm a niño and this is and then I'm like I mean props for y'all right but it just doesn't come naturally to me and then
too.
When I start like looking into my life I'm like it's because it was never there from somebody you know like
yeah.
I never grew up with I mean my mom's more loving now but younger I think because she didn't know how to do that it was very like si, te quiero but it was never like you know
yeah.
like
it's always been hard for my family también,
yeah.
to express the feelings they
uh-huh.
have always shown it by you know providing
uh-huh.
and I every once in a while like
te quiero.
I love you,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Or, like, I love my kids.
Yeah.
But, like, one-on-one, talk about feelings.
Yeah, it's weird. It's
yeah,
like,
it's weird.
For
yeah,
me,
too.
Yeah. So, I think that's why we're, like, in the age where it's, like, we could break that. Starting
yeah.
little by little.
I mean, I feel like I show it more to my kids because I'm, like...
You want them to be like
I was,
them.
Like, you know, I would want my mom to like
to
hug
yeah,
me
yeah yeah
and tell me every night she loves
yeah,
me
yeah
I mean I'm not saying like oh my god my mom was horrible
no
not
like,
at all
they never learned that themselves
yeah
it's like we can't blame them yeah.
So I do that to my kids and now Arian he's very like
oh yeah
that.
And Adeline too I've noticed she goes up to you and she's just like
yeah
I think it's good I think I even see Caesar do that sometimes and honestly sometimes that like we were talking earlier I was sometimes I'm like, why was he never like that with me? But I think it's because the same thing. Like, we never really... It was just weird to do that, you know?
Yeah.
I tried to be like that more with my mom, too. The other day, she came home and she was like, ay, te quiero mucho. And she, like, me acaricio. And I was like,
that's weird.
That's
I was suspicious.
Like,
what do you
yeah,
want?
I did. I was like, ¿Qué mosca te picó? And she was like, I'm just being loving. And I was like, why? She's like, no. She's like, I've noticed that I need to be more. And I was like... I was like, oh, but even then, of like me thinking it was weird, you know, it tells
yeah.
me like,
uh-huh.
oh, because I'm not used to
it. It tells
you
a lot.
Yeah, so I'm like, good luck to my future boyfriend, because I'm like, I don't know.
Oh,
I'm not
for them to be super affectionate.
Yeah, or like yeah. I'm not super affectionate with like
let's
a partner.
Be like, get off me.
Yeah,
I'm like, so, I sometimes I'm like that when though like my kids are super like chiclosos. I'm like, okay, that's enough.
That's enough. I give you 5 minutes. Yeah, but I think it's important, like, mental health with every area, like, to break that, like, generational kind of thing, you know? Because I think we're in that a good point of our lives that we can do that, thankfully. Yeah, and I think, if anything, sometimes, because I know sometimes it's hard when your family members are like, ah,
like,
you just make that up and all that stuff.
Yeah,
like
you don't need that.
Uh-huh. Okay. But maybe, I know it's even hard whenever
you're... I'm laughing because I'm like, I know that sometimes I can hear... Like, my aunt or family members be like, a ver, mejor dame el dinero a mí.
Yeah, and it's like, when you're going through those things, it's like, no. Like, you get all, you know?
Sometimes you get offended,
oh,
honestly.
Yeah, I would. I would
like,
back
stop
then.
Making me feel bad.
Yeah, but it's like, you don't have the guts to say anything back. You
yeah,
know?
No. So I think, I mean, what's your advice for that?
I think trying to just educate them in the subject, you know?
Yeah.
Because I think we don't do them any help. mostly harm if we just stay quiet of like, oh, okay, you keep believing what you believe. Rather, try to tell them like, hey, like, you know, even if you just want to educate them about what you're going through, if you feel comfortable of like, I actually have anxiety and this is what anxiety looks like, right? Like, I have panic attacks. This is what panic attacks look like. So when you see me going through this, this is what I'm actually, you know, experiencing. Or even like, hey, like, this is what mental health means. Like, you know, this is actually happens. You could even like Google some of that, like the statistics and all that stuff, and show them to your family members. I think, I know that some family members are
I doubt mine would do that, but maybe.
Like just educating them about what you're going through. Cause I know that if you tell them about what you're personally going through, they would be a little bit more like empathetic, you know, yeah. Like, oh. But being able to tell them like, no, this is actually what I go through. I recently, just in case you're, como se dice, the warning thing?
Trigger?
Yeah, just in case you get triggered easily. The warning. ¿Cómo dice
warning? Trigger warning.
Trigger warning, yeah. I recently had a conversation with one of my family members, and she asked me, it was so interesting to me because, so I went through all this stage a couple years ago when I was in high school, when I was very, very depressed. And recently, I think a couple weeks ago, one of my family members, she was like, did you ever have suicidal thoughts when you were going through this stage? And it came to me as a shock because it's like, wow, like it's been so many years and like this question barely came into the air, you know? Mm. And I was very suicidal. It sounds weird, but yeah, I did have suicidal thoughts and my mom knew about them. I talked to her about those. But it was just very like, and when I told her that, she was very like shocked. She was very like, wait, you did? And I was like, yeah. And then she even asked me like, did you have a plan? All these things. And I'm thankfully, thank God, I'm on a better stage now where I could talk about it. Back then, I would break down. And talking to her about it, I saw in her face how it was like this realization of like, wow, this is real. Mm-hmm. You know? So I think, of course, you don't have to share all your specific things with family members, but I think once your family knows this is something real that you struggle with,
yeah,
and you explain it to them, I think, you know, it'll help in them understanding.
Yeah. I feel like making they it real. Saw how critical it was without realizing that it was.
Yeah.
Or maybe they don't want to see it.
Yeah, yeah. So I think I would recommend that best thing to do, like educating them, right? Because I think it would even help you in the sense of like, wow, they understand what I'm going through.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Yeah, I get it. I would say también, you know, us as friends, family members, check on those people that I feel you see go through a lot of problems or a lot of stress.
Yeah.
Sometimes check like, hey, if you ever need someone to talk to, you know I'm here. And you know, just make sure you make them feel comfortable with you.
Yeah.
Or also sometimes we can only do so much.
Yeah.
That we can, you know, suggest.
Like, go see somebody and do that stuff. Because I think it's important to remind yourself, if you're struggling with anxiety or depression or anything, right? Remind yourself that if you're not seeing an actual therapist and you're just relying on, like, a friend or...
Yeah.
The reality, while they can help a lot, the reality is that they're not trained, you know?
It's hard también because sometimes... I'm not saying, you know, it's your fault sometimes, but sometimes it's like... a little more hurtful whenever your friend or family member says, like, well, maybe it was because you did this.
Yeah.
It's like,
it's hurtful.
It hurts. It
from them. Yeah. Yeah.
And I feel like if it's somebody else, like someone trained, they kind of know how to
tell you.
Like, maybe this is the root of it.
Yeah. Yeah. Like what we were talking earlier, like they can, they can tell you, actually sit down with you and be like, let's look at where this started.
Uh-huh.
Not just like, oh, it's your fault. You know, it actually, like we were saying earlier about the whole being not lovey-dovey.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like a friend is not going to sit with you and be like, well, Nancy, tell me, when did this start? You know, like, I don't think any...
Yeah, I feel they're going to be biased.
Yeah, they're going to be like, well, he sucks. Or,
yeah,
well, maybe you don't like him enough, you know?
Yeah.
And a therapist is...
Again, we're not trained.
Yeah.
I'll be like... Yeah, FM.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. And a therapist is going to sit there with you and be like, well, tell me about how you grew up. Like, what was, you know, how was your attachment with your parents? And then you're going to get to the root of like, oh, actually, my parents were never lovey-dovey. Maybe this is why I'm like this.
Uh-huh.
Right? And that helps you just have the, like, autonomy or, like, the self kind of control of, like, knowing, like, oh, wow, like, this is where it came from. Now I can choose what mm-hmm. I'm going to do with that information, you know? And a friend, unfortunately, they're not going to be able to do all of that because they're not trained.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's why I think at the same time, it's good to have those friends, but at the same time, realizing
that... Yeah, because we try to take sides. Yeah. We try to take your side.
Yeah, yeah, of course, because you care for them, you know? Yeah. And that's one of actually the rule... I don't know if the rule is the right word, but like, for example, like a therapist can't give therapy to like a family member. Like I can't give therapy to like an uncle or an aunt or Nancy.
Yeah.
Because it's like, even if I wouldn't want to, I'm going to be biased.
Yeah.
Like I was telling Nancy earlier, like if she were to come to me with problems with like her and my brother, even as a friend, it's like, I'm going to be biased because it's like, I love y'all both, you know?
Yeah.
So I think that's why it's so important to have that person that's like unbiased and just there to like guide you.
Exactly.
But it's a process. Yeah. And it's not easy.
And también I feel like the person that whatever's going through, what they're going through, they have to be willing to to change. Yeah. I don't know, I feel.
Yeah, because if not, it's like, nothing is going to, it's like a, I don't know what, I love using like examples, but I don't know what example to use in this. But like, yeah, like if you don't want to do something, no matter how hard another person tries to, you're not going to do it, you know? Yeah. Like, it's the same with therapy. I think if you're not ready for change, and if you're just kind of the slump of, like, I'm not ready to change. I'm used to this. Then nothing's going to change, you know? But if you're exactly. like, okay, I'm ready to change.
I'm tired of feeling like this.
Yeah, I'm going to do what, like, my therapist recommends and all that stuff. Then there's going to be a change. Maybe not the next day, right? But sooner or later. So I think it... depends on that too. So I think it depends of like,
what about even like, we didn't even talk about like marriage counseling.
Oh yeah, I was telling my friend the other day, I was like, I want marriage counseling even if we're not having problems, just to help us like communicate better. And I was saying, he was like, again with like the he was like, no, he's like, I believe that marriage stays in marriage. And I'm like, that's why we're no, just
I don't know how I feel about it.
Yeah, I think marriage counseling might not be for everyone. I think it depends, but I mean, if you're having problems and if you really want to try it, I mean, if you really want to, I mean, I'm that person. I'm also very like, you know, like I love therapy.
I'm crazy about therapy.
So it's like, I think, I don't know. You don't lose anything by having that third person that's unbiased to help you be like the meddler. Meddler? Is that a word?
Uh-huh.
Of like, oh, like, what do you think? What do you think? You know?
That's true.
But it's not for everyone.
Because to me, I'm always right.
Red flag.
No, yeah. I think maybe, I don't know. I think that one's tough for me. Because I'm like,
Yeah, I think it depends. Especially because it's like two people. It's not just, you know, it's not you just like, yourself. Yeah. It's like your partner has to also be at the same level of wanting to change. Imagine, because it's like, what if I'm like ready to change in our relationship? He's like, nope, we're great. Yeah. And it's not going to be any benefit, true. You know?
Mm-hmm.
But it just depends. I mean, if you're my future boyfriend listening,
oila. Yeah, I'll go and
be open-minded about counseling, marriage counseling. But yeah.
Yeah, I think this was a good topic.
Yeah.
I hope we were very informative. Well, Leslie, mostly.
We were both. I hope that, if anything, like,
we touched good points.
Good points. And that if you are struggling with things, that you know that you're not alone and that, you know, there's...
Yeah.
We all have kind of different struggles. It's just about, being able to ask for help.
Yeah.
Yeah. This was a more serious... We started very like, and then...
Because we knew that we were going into this. We're like, okay, let's try to make it a little cheery.
We hope that y'all like this topic. I know that sometimes we were very, like, cheery and stuff. I mean, today was more serious, but we hope that y'all enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Maybe we should end with a good note, a funny note. You want to tell them about your experience?
What experience?
At Academy?
No. No, I don't want to tell them. I thought about it, so I was like, no, I'm not going to say this ever to anybody ever. Skip.
Guys, if we reach... I don't know. If we reach 5 more followers on Instagram, she'll share the story.
I'll think about sharing the story.
Alright. But, yeah.
Maybe what we should do? We should start with this and put our happy intro at the back,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I'll think about it.
Yeah. But we hope that y'all are still with us. If you have any recommendations of topics, just, you know, send us a DM and
slide onto our DMs.
Yeah.
Nobody has lit in.
I know, guys. What's going on? Yeah. New April. What?
New season, actually.
I know.
Spring's here.
Guys, come on. Come on, guys.
Come on, guys. All right, guys. Well, hope to see you here on our next episode. And have a good rest of the week.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.